This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I have an email here. You can send it to Sarah or Vinny at radioalice.com. As my husband and I sat down for a cocktail Friday night, my phone alerted me that you guys were live. We joined in on happy hour with my phone propped up on a napkin holder, and it was like we were hanging with friends. It was really great, minus Hooman trying to rent his place out. We're both working outside the house, so we listen on our separate commutes, and then when we get home, we talk about your show while we walk the dog. Thanks for the laughs during this strange and difficult time. Cheers. Hope to see you for happy hour on Friday night. Mary and Chris.
Mary and Chris, thanks for writing.
The plan is that tentatively that we just never know. It's a random hookup. Happy hour. So I don't know. You're thinking it can't happen at 5. Is that right, Bryn?
I'm not thinking anything. You know how unpredictable these kids are.
Yes.
So yeah, but I do think that it'll randomly happen.
All these children.
I'm sort of planning on it. But we go live on at Clarky Clark on Instagram. But sometimes it's at Bryny Boy. So make sure you're following us both. And follow at Nicole_DeJesu, which I don't know why she doesn't just change it to Jesus.
It wouldn't let me.
Well, DeJesu it is then.
Okay.
Your
I did try.
Personal DeJesus.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? Right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Get the Radio.com app, and then you can catch our show's full podcast. And also listen to the other people that work on our station, V. Hale and Jane. You can listen to Alice all day long, wherever you go, with the Radio.com app. Check it out.
All right.
And never leave it. Once you put it on, stay with it all the time.
Uh-huh, honey.
Today's weather, sunny and cool. It should be a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend ahead. Enjoy it. There may be some clouds. I thought we'd see more than one of those heavy, big storms come through almost in a succession, but it just didn't seem to happen. Maybe there's more out there, but right now, sunny and cool. Some light rain there out there in the midweek next week, but
okay.
You know, nothing major headed our way.
Well, enjoy these beautiful sunny days while we got them.
Super Bowl Sunday is the Bucks versus the Chiefs. It's this Sunday at 3:30. Go Bucks.
Yeah, I think you mean go Chiefs.
I don't mean that at all. I got a bunch of stuff to run down for you guys, so I'll try to get to as much of it as I can. First of all, they're saying now in an article, this was USA Today, that if you have an iPhone 12, that it's possible it could cause trouble with your pacemaker and or defibrillator.
So there are
magnets in the phone that help it click on to that cordless charger.
Yeah.
And apparently that causes a potential risk for patients with these medical devices. So they've put this warning out. I'm now reading it for you, but you should look further. If you've got an iPhone 12...
don't keep it in your breast pocket.
That's one of the most specific things they say is don't put it in your shirt pocket. That's the worst place you can keep the thing.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, life-saving therapy. They say these phones containing magnets can cause issue with your life-saving therapy devices.
Uh-oh, this isn't good.
It isn't. You're right. So anyway, I think the term is MagSafe. It's the thing that you put, lay your phone on to charge it instead of plugging it in. Huh. By the way, I you know, these little C cord chargers are fine when you plug your phone into them, but plugging your laptop in, I like that magnet one they used to have.
Yeah.
It just
I don't like
right
this little
in.
Thing. You can't have, if it's dark, yeah.
All right, trying to find that thing is, you used to just be able to sort of hold the thing and it would.
Right, and pull it in and
right.
click
can't
in.
Can't find the hole, it's too dark.
It's no good.
Whatever.
Man. Anyway, there's that. So, here's some good COVID news
okay.
as we head into the weekend. Here in Santa Cruz County, they're saying, let me read this, it's right out of the Merck. COVID-19 case rate drops by more than 50% in Santa Cruz County.
Oh,
it's
wow.
also dropping around the state. Things are doing better as we speak. Unfortunately, and here comes another what they'd call holiday or super spreader event as we head into the Super Bowl weekend. Hopefully, we don't see another spike as the vaccines are now being distributed and people have been careful. We've
right.
seen it work.
Yep.
In fact, in my county where I'm living, they're saying there's schools that are going to reopen. They're going to apply for waivers in order to put kids back in class, mostly the younger kids, like kindergarten through sixth grade. But that's needed. So I hope we stay on the right track.
Yes, please.
Let's all be careful.
Yeah. I wonder if how crappy the weather's been has anything to do with this. Like, we were in stay-at-home orders, so that obviously helped. But, you know, even when they opened back up, it was pouring out. So people were more likely to stay at home.
Good
I don't
point.
Know.
The weather, yeah, I mean, the rain in specifically will keep you in your house.
Yep.
But with the weather we're about to see, I'm going to guess a lot of people will be out and about.
Yeah.
All right. So a 37-year-old woman in Stamford, Connecticut, took her truck out to a parking lot in the big snowstorm last week. And started doing donuts.
Oh. Nice.
You ever do that?
I have.
You have. You've gotten onto an empty parking lot on an icy.
I used to drive a big Suburban. It was four-wheel drive, and you could just you wing
Whoa.
It. It would just
Suburban,
woof,
huh?
Woof. It was fun. Big empty parking lot. It was all ice. It was fun.
And you were good at it?
No. Or maybe. I don't know.
Well, you never rolled the thing or crashed, right?
I didn't, and now I look back on it and go, you know, that thing was pretty top-heavy. What a dummy.
Yeah, scary.
Well, this lady was doing these donuts in a parking lot during a big storm. She lost control, and her truck fell into an icy harbor next to the lot.
Well, that was a dumb place to do a donut.
Right. The fire department had to rescue the woman and a guy who was in the truck with her. The rescue took an hour as the truck slowly sank through the ice. The guy even was totally submerged for a little while, about, they say, under a minute, but dive crews did rescue him.
I can't believe they survived it just based on the water temperature.
The guy was taken to the hospital for treatment. The woman refused.
Oh, boy.
But she was charged with reckless operation of a motor vehicle, so she's in trouble.
Look at those photos. That is the coldest looking water. It honestly, it looks like Arctic ice flow. That is, oof.
Right in.
Oh, you big dummy. Look at that. Look at the tracks. They're actually sideways tracks going in. Oh, my God, you dummy. You
awesome.
Big dummy.
That is pretty cool.
I have started to see this, and so I'll do this story because of that.
All
Posting
right.
your COVID vaccine card on social media has become popular. It's one of the ways you celebrate. You got your first shot or your second shot. But apparently those photos are attracting scammers. The card gives you the card they give you normally includes your full name and birthday, plus the location where you got vaccinated. And they say in some cases that's enough info to make you an attractive target for people who steal identities.
Wow.
So if you've already posted a photo with your ID card that you got from your vaccine, they say they're asking you.
Take that down.
Take it down. Or
you
at least check your
down.
Privacy settings to make sure your friends are the only ones who see your vaccine card, because that information
Unless you have crappy
give
friends,
someone
just take it down.
an opportunity to scam you.
Right.
Which just sucks that that's the world we live in.
Yeah, but the scammers are out there. They're just, you know, looking for victims.
I am just trying to get gas, and this young man just needs a squirt. Can I just get a squirt?
Oh, Vincent. Is that one of your friends?
It's COVID times. You don't have a mask on. You don't look at all like you take care of yourself, and I'd like you to just go as far away from me as you can.
Could you back it up about 25 steps?
And yet, it cost me $2 to make him leave.
Well, you got off cheap.
I guess.
Well, you're alive.
I didn't catch COVID, right.
Sure.
Half of Americans say they judge couples who post about each other too much on social media.
It does feel a little much sometimes.
There are a lot of people on social media that seem to be finally crafting their image.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You know, you don't have to call them out on it or hate them for it. You see it. You recognize it, right? You go, geez, look at that. Come on.
That's
not real life.
Well, it just feels like, you know, who are you trying to convince sometimes?
Well, and maybe they're trying to convince themselves and you. That might just very well be what's going on. Half of Americans, though, they judge. They see it. They're like, I see right through this crap.
I'm judging you. I don't believe you.
And even with all that being said, plenty of us are secretly jealous of all the social media PDA.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what's really weird is as my nieces and nephews are getting older and getting, you know, dating people, and like I see my little niece in her two-piece bikini and her just slung over a boyfriend. I'm like, ew.
So happy to be here with you. Is that the caption?
Right. Yeah, right. Our journey together is just amazing.
While everyone is so jaded and hateful about couples posting about themselves too much and their relationships too much, secretly, inside, they say, and this is another of in the poll, half of people say, I sure wish my partner would post more about me.
Yeah. You think that John would like it if I posted something about him?
No,
I doubt it. I doubt that he would.
I said, do it.
No, I mean,
let me tell you what John wants. He wants to be soundly and firmly done as often as you can possibly figure it out, and he'll be the happiest man alive.
Well, then that's him, because once a week he gets it good.
There you go.
I'm kidding. It takes 8 minutes. And it's...
Only a few people out of the people polled wish their partner would post less about them.
Oh.
So it seems you
can't
post.
I don't think he's ever posted about me. Not ever, not once.
Well, does he even really post?
No, he doesn't.
I mean, he's been pulled into the podcast, and he sounds like he's enjoying it, but it's not his thing. He doesn't do this for a living.
No, he doesn't. It's funny, too, because I was giving him crap about the way he does this thing on the Johnny Pod where he asks his burning question. So he'll, like, come up with some question, you know, whatever, and his delivery on it is so effing funny because he just – and then we were giving him crap. He goes – you know, I haven't been doing this for 25 years.
Right.
I'm like, okay. Ouch.
Right. Exactly right.
Smart.
Lay off. Let's see here. Oh, this is fun. Okay. I wanted to get through. I got a few more I would like to get through. The average American, as we went into the pandemic, started to pick up a little skill here and there. Oh. One of the skills people started, you know, discovering was cooking. And then as this dragged on, people started to burn out on that. And, you know, they find themselves going, I give up.
Right.
Here's the problem is, according to this story, the average American has 5 expired items stinking up their fridge right now as we speak.
Oh.
And often they're the moldy leftovers from your old cooking adventures.
Your grand experiment.
Right. The smelliest offenders include broccoli, fish, and old fruit that's gone bad.
You know, that's the thing about leftovers, too, is you have to ask yourself, is anyone going to eat this? Or is it just making a stop in the fridge before it goes into the trash?
So you don't feel guilty that you're throwing it out?
Right.
Right.
Because you know you're going to have to clean that later, and it's creating another vehicle to wash. Like, I mean, And I'm guilty of it. I'm like, oh, no, no. Someone will eat that. Who, though? What? Are you having guests who want your leftovers?
I'll take them.
Okay. You come on over. I'll feed
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes you're inspired by something that was so good that you can't wait to get to that leftover.
That is true. Yes.
And that is the thing that will not sit in your fridge
and
mold.
But that's usually the cake you made. You know.
There's no doubt as those plastic containers or glass, whatever you use, fill up the fridge, there's a point, there's a reckoning. There's a time to go through all this stuff and be truthful about it.
Yep.
That's I didn't like it the first time, here. And I'm not eating it 7 days later.
Right.
The things that annoy us most about forgotten leftovers, very simple. Wasting food.
Yeah.
The cleanup and the smell, all included in that pile. 40 half of us have thrown out the entire container of leftovers, as in no one touched it at all. Yeah, that's...
And the entire container, meaning I'm not even going to bother to clean that container. That's going too.
That
maybe. Looks like a nightmare.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love those, Vin. Come on,
fast,
Bryn.
Fast. Bill Lear, the guy who invented Lear jets, also invented the 8-track tape player.
Really?
More importantly, one of his daughters is named Shanda.
Adorable. Get it? Chandelier?
Yep.
That's chandelier. So
Pink Floyd's album, The Dark Side of the Moon, was on the Billboard 200 album charts for a record 958 weeks and counting.
Oh,
but only
going.
Spent 1 week at number one in 1973.
That's a great album. Great album. I don't need to tell you. It's been on for 975 weeks.
Goes without saying.
It does.
Pink Floyd.
I said it anyway. Yeah, so, so, so good. That and The Wall.
Freaking incredible.
Animals. Wish You Were Here.
As I mentioned, this Sunday, Tom Brady will fulfill his destiny as the greatest of all time as he plays with a new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. First year together. First year with that coach. First year with that team.
God, it's so nice out right now.
And that team.
I can't get enough looking out the window.
They were nothing the year before Tom Brady got there. Now Tom Brady has taken them basically single-handedly to the Super Bowl.
Blue sky. There's a white birch silhouette
anyway,
against it. It's beautiful.
As you get ready to head out and get some snacks for this weekend's watching, here are the top 10 things people want to eat. Chips and dip, wings, pizza, nachos, cheese and crackers, burgers or sliders, cookies, ice cream, mozzarella sticks, and tacos.
Yeah, it sounds like a pig out.
Also, the number...
Food.
What'd you say?
I only go to Super Bowl parties for the food.
Yeah.
People
mozzarella.
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 The most common things will be drinking soda, beer, iced tea, wine, and whiskey.
Whiskey!
I'll just have a beer. I really would like to be able to walk later.
A beer, said
couple.
No one ever.
Stop it. Yeah. Plenty of people say that.
No, they don't.
Sure they do.
By the way, this isn't an ad for these restaurants, but I just thought I'd let you know. There are some places that will be serving up food for takeout.
Oh.
Including, and these are national restaurants, but consider your local restaurants as well that are doing takeout. But Applebee's, Red Lobster, BJ's, Hooters, Buffalo Wild Wings, all cooking food for you to go pick up and bring home. So
I really wish there was a Hooters near me. I get that, you know, it's whatever. You might go for the scenery. I go for the wings. I love Hooters
scenery.
Wings. Love them.
Bryn!
Was that a joke?
I think he wants a drum hit.
Isn't it?
I don't know. It's actually legit. Sometimes people go for the scenery. Right?
Go for the scenery. Stay for the wings.
The scenery. Good one. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Still time to get yours in. We usually read back most of your contributions in the 9 o'clock hour. Here's a couple, though. Leftovers are the best. As long as what you made initially tasted good, I take them to work every day for lunch. Save a ton of money and get a delicious lunch. That's true.
Yeah,
if you liked it the first time.
Right, if you liked it.
If, you know, You can eat fish, second day fish.
Mm. I'll save rice, you know, if there's extra rice. You know, you can put that in a pan with some butter, crack an egg or two into it.
Mm. Mm. 707 says, damn, Sarah, 8 minutes. Give that boy some props.
Sarah?
Why?
Yeah. Well.
Because he's so good at being done. He is great at that.
Or that he can last that long.
I think that they might mean that's, you know, 8 minutes of the actual action. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't really know.
No, whole you're... thing, start to finish, including
so
the showering.
The kissing. And, sure. And the cleanup.
All of it.
Including the walking to the bathroom.
Right. All the stuff. 8 minutes. I have things to do.
I don't know if that's walking or more like scooting. That pinched thigh scooting is, well, never mind. Let's see here. Make a copy of your vaccination card, then put a line through the private info. Brag on. My husband and I just received our first dose Wednesday.
Oh, that's so, well, that must be such a relief. I cannot wait to be vaccinated.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Another person writes, I covered my sensitive info before posting my COVID cards, already knowing this would be a problem. Yeah, I mean, I think most of us have kind of gotten with that. I had a friend who went to Hawaii and they weren't posting pictures. And of course, it's because you don't want to tell people you're off in Hawaii.
Right. Unless you have a dragon chained in the front yard.
Right. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these important messages on Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.